विशालबुद्धे कुल्लारचिन्ता यतपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णः प्रज्वालितोऽज्ञानमयप्रदीपः प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सर्वो मनिषतो गावो लोढा गोपालनन्दनः पार्थो वत्स सुजीवोता दुग्धम् गीतामृतम् महत् वसुदेवसुतम् देहम् तम् सचारुरमर्दनम् देवकी परमानन्दम् कृष्णम् वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् विश्वद्रोणतटादयत्रतजला कान्दारनीलोन्मला शल्यक्रामती कृपेण महनि कर्णेन वेलाकुला अश्वत्थामविकर्णघोरमकरा दुर्योधनापत्तिनी सोत्तीर्णा खलु पाण्डवैरणनने कैवर्तकर्केशवः पाराशल्यमतः सरोजमदम् गीतार्थगन्धोत्कटम् नानाख्यानकेसरम् हरिकथा सम्बोधनाबोधितम् लोके सज्जनषट्पदैरहरः वेदीयमानम् मुदा भूयात्पार्थपङ्कजम् प्रथमः प्रध्वंसिनः श्रेयसे भूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते किम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यमम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः शृण्वन्ति दिव्यैः सवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमो परिषदैः गायन्ति यम् सावकः ध्यानावस्थितदर्थकेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तम् न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः.
Somebody can distribute it. Who doesn't have this paper here?
Vidyam karavahe Tejasvinapadritamastu Mahavidvishavahe Om Shanti 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 Om
Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavat Padam शङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम्
शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवमारणायम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योममर्त्यात्मदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः.
I came down from there to here to reach you. Today is my last class, so for this weekend classes, I'm happy. Mukti.
Freedom.
Yeah. Saraswati Namastubhyam Varade Kamarupini. विद्यारम्भम् करिष्यामि सदा. ॐ नमः श्री परमहंसास्वादित चरणकमलचिन्मकरन्दाय भक्तजनमानसनिवासाय श्रीरामचन्द्राय वागीशायस्य वदने लक्ष्मीर्यस्य च वक्षसि यस्यास्ते हृदये संवित तं नृसिंह अहं भजे. ॐ रीड फ्रॉम श्री भगवान वाच 19th वर्स 19. శ్రీ భగవానువాచ అంతతే కథయిష్యామి యాహ్యాత్మ విభూతయః ప్రాధాన్యత కురు శ్రేష్ఠ నాహ్యంతో విస్తరస్య మే అహమాత్మా గుడాకేశ బభూతాశ్రయస్థితః అహమాదిశ్చ మధ్యం చ సానామంత ఏవ చ ఆదిత్యానామహం విష్ణుః దిశాంబ్రవిరంశుమా మరిర్జిర్మరుతామస్మి నక్షత్రాణామహం శశి వేదానాం సామవేదోస్మి దేవానామస్మి వాసవః ఇంద్రియాణాం మనశ్చాపి భూతానామస్మి చేతన హోల్ క్రియేషన్ ఇస్ ఈశ్వర బాధాయాం సామానాది కరణ్య బట్ హోల్ క్రియేషన్ ఆల్ ద వరల్డ్స్ వేర్ ఐ కెన్ సీ ద లార్డ్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ విచ్ స్టాండ్స్ అవుట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఎస్ విభూతి ఆల్ ద విభూతి belongs to Lord only. As such, nothing is there which is not a vibhuti. Because whole creation is me. But Arjuna, where I can see you very clearly, appreciate that your glory as a special blessing to the humanity. Sun, moon, stars, and Marichis, etc. So these are the Devata. And even those we are not available for perception. But without whom my life is not possible. So that is also Bhagavan is saying here. This 10th Adhyaya of Gita, Vibhuti Yoga. Unless you have studied Purana, it's very difficult to talk. If you have not studied Purana, then you have to just say, as Bhagavan says, you know, repeat the thing. You know, among the Marudgana, I am a Marichi. Marichi, whom am I? Marudgana. It's just translated like Musave, because you don't know what it's all about. So each has a story. And the story reveals how they appeared. And this very beautiful story, the whole Purana chop, Bhagavan brings it here in a few verses. Some of the things are from Veda also. We have got Akhyayika in Veda. Akhyayika is a story, and the story might have happened, or since Veda says it is true. Lot of stories Veda itself tells. And those stories said in Veda are elaborated in Puranas also. Like Vritrasura. It's already mentioned very much in Puranas. And same person story in different Puranas have different stories also. So you require what? Not mind but computer here. Correct? To remember all those things. And amazing. It's so interesting. As such, if you seriously study Purana, after having studied Vedanta also, you will nothing but enjoy. Like this very beautiful Adhyatma also comes so many places. In Puranas also, chapters are there. you really enjoy them if you have got the vision of Vedanta. I have really one problem. Those who study Vedanta don't study Purana. Those study Purana don't study Vedanta. The problem. So Shankaracharya was Alayam Karunalayam. What? Shruti Smriti Purana. You chant every day, but nobody studies Purana. Shruti Smriti Purana. Alayam. Because the way he quotes left and right, he knows very well Puranas also. And all the Purana also finds a place, right place, to be talked clearly, is Bhagavan Shankaracharya. So I'm really enjoying this area, and I felt that why I came in between, I should have finished the whole chapter, okay? But I have to leave now, next time Swamiji will come and will take over. So let us proceed with that beautiful area. This is Vedanam. I think we have done this thing, no? Vedanam, amongst the Veda, I am the Sama Veda. Why? Kanena Ramaniyatvat. Pleasing to listen. And you can recite. Sama Veda Gnanam is recitation and it's not musical, but four notes are there. There are not five or notes are there. But it's very nice to hear Samaveda. So here he said, see, one thing is, Lord loves music. That's the one thing about Lord. Bhagavan loves music. Music also has come from Bhagavan only. There's also harmony so much. So here, Krishna loves music. He plays flute. Shiva also loves music. He plays damru, correct? He plays damru, damru, not audible, you understand? All this musical instrument, all the devata there. And who plays veena? Don't say, I don't pay. Don't, Saraswati plays veena. So Saraswati plays. All is beautiful. They all love music. Narada also has got veena. We are going to say all that. Then he said, Devanam Asmi Vasavah. So, among the Rudradityadinam Devanam, Vasavaha is Indra. Indra is the king of all the Deva. Always your oblation is first offered to Indra only. Agni the courier. You offer oblation in fire, but fire takes you to the Indraya Swaha, Idam Indraya Namama. That's what. Indra. That always you see Bhagavan also protects Indra from Asuras also. Why? Dharma is to be protected. Therefore, Yudhishthira is committed to Dharma, so Bhagavan protects Yudhishthira. Yatra Dharma, where there is Dharma, Bhagavan is there. And understand, in Mahabharata war, both the sides, there are good and bad people. Even the Pandava side, there are fellow Asuras also were there. And good people were also there on the side of Duryodhana. But leader is who? Duryodhana. Therefore, Duryodhana should not win. Who should win? Arjuna. Therefore, Bhagavan comes in and very, if you look at the whole Mahabharata, Arjuna also knew he cannot win over these fellows. All is Durjaya, very difficult to win over. But with the buddhi of Krishna, all that, understand in your life, what comes is all certain insight if you get from Bhagavan, you are the winner. That's what Bhagavan gives you. Buddhi. That's what buddhi gives. I can tell you stories after stories where Arjuna would have definitely lost the war, and because of Bhagavan, one arrow came and Bhagavan suddenly put the whole chariot down and Arjuna lost his crown, but he was saved. Suppose this was not happened by Bhagavan, what happened? Arjuna would have gone, Gita will not be there. So this will all be there. Lot of areas Arjuna is saved and Bhagavan gave victory. And he says, I already killed all these people. Nimitta Matra Bhava Sabhya Sachin. Already I have destroyed all these people. You just take the yasha of winning over them. This is called Bhagavan. Now further, very beautiful. Indriyanam manaschasmi. Here, among the all senses, Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, ekadashanam chakshuradinam manascha asmi. Among the 11 senses, I am the mind. Even the mind is considered as a senses only. Why? Because mind is there, all 5 organs of perception and action can perform their job. It is called as sadharana karna. For perception of the form and the color, eyes are asadharanam. Without it you can't see a form. But if mind is not there, even sight cannot happen. So mind joins all the 10 and also it has its own area. Without the senses also, it can imagine, it can explore. That is why mind is sakshibhasya, evident to the witness consciousness. And abhasabhasya are the vishaya. Abhasabhasya means when the consciousness reflected in the mind and the mind become alive, and with the help of the mind you see outside objects. So one is sakshibhasya manah. Abhasabhasya are vishaya. So abhasabhasya can be illuminated when sakshibhasya is there. I'm knowing, is it two big words? Okay. When mind is only known to you, that's a very good thing, okay? Suppose I start seeing your mind, then we try to understand your mind asking you 125 questions. That's called job of the wife. Want to know what is happening in my husband's mind. And why an husband also want to know what this woman is thinking. And whole life nobody knows. I can tell you story about that. So fine. We can keep secret, you know. If nobody knows what is going in our mind, that's good. Only you know, that's great. You know what is happening in your mind and what, with the help of mind, you see outside objects. Sankalpa vikalpatpakam manah. Those who attended the camp, tanme manah shiva sankalpa mastu. Beautiful mantras. Mind is not an ordinary, it is a vibhuti of Ishvara. And if not understood this mind, we always think it's a curse, correct? With the greatest blessing if anybody has, is got this mind. And next, then he said, man bhutana asmi chetana. In again the antakarana, the mind, he makes specially what is there, highest form of Prakriti's manifestation. How Prakriti's evolution, maximum manifestation of Ishvara in the Prakriti is where Buddhihi. Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Chaitana is Karjakarana Sangate Nitya Abhivyakta Buddhi Vrittihi Chaitana. So, the embodied being, in the embodied being, I am the faculty of cognition. This buddhi is very important. Say, dhi, buddhi, and that buddhi, you can sharpen this buddhi. You can sharpen is one thing, brilliance that is called. And second area is make it subtle also. There are so many areas. Medha, Pragya, Pratibha. All these are Smriti. They make different Smriti and Medha also. All this Buddhi has got so many areas and people have definitely evolved to that area. Same Buddhi it becomes so subtle by meditation, upasana, and that mind loses more and more contact, identification with the gross things. Dehatma buddhi tyagaha. In indriya aham buddhi tyagaha. Only mind, not connected to body, mind, body and senses, and even to the past and the future not connected. Neither memory, neither projection. And that mind is so subtle made. And that mind will resolve in itself. Only the will is there, pure will is there. That will have a capacity to become a drashta. Mantra drashta. Mantra drashta means what? A fact which is there at a different level, different facts are there. Physical world facts are there. Biological facts are there. Physiological world facts are there. And also psychological level, lot of things which you have not understood are there. And also spiritual. So all these facts are there. I see those facts very clearly. And I cannot say I have because of me it has happened. It was understood by me somehow. That is called mantra drashta. And that's called invention, whatever you want to say, discovery. And like that, even the Freud is a drashta. A lot of areas he talked, which nobody talked earlier. Einstein also is a rishi. So here, that mind alone has capacity, that buddhi has capacity to grasp the thing, a fact which is already there. It can become mantra drashta, natu mantra karta. Mantra is a fact, gupta paribhashane, what was a hidden fact, and that I see, and they say is only glimpse like that, and afterward they do vistara, that they can keep talking about that. Even for Veda also, Upanishad also, Upanishad mantra also, the meaning what the Tattvamasi wants to say. People can talk in Kashi, I can get any Pandita. They talk Advaita Siddhi, Khandan Khanda Khadya, all these big tech, like there I have seen them. Subramanyam Shastri, Pattabhiram Shastri, I saw him talking to them. But when it comes to Vastu, grasp of that, something they shudder, they say, no, wo to sannyasi ka kaam hai, wo to mahatma ka kaam hai. They lost their son, they were so much in sadness, they said to Akhanaji Maharaj, you tell me any line in Shastra anywhere, I know the answer, I can talk to you very clearly. But when come to sadness, I need to come to you, please help me. Even Narada went to Sanat Kadi and said, Sokasya param param tarayatu Bhagavan. That vidya I don't have. The phalam rasa of the vidya I don't have. Therefore, this buddhi has to mature, has to become so subtle, so single-pointed, and that's also that mind appreciate. The greatest buddhi phalam is what? Anagraha buddhi phalam. No agraha anywhere, no insistence anywhere. And second is buddhi safalyam is what? Seeing oneself very clearly. This both happens here. Therefore Bhagavan says, whoever has got this buddhi, a possibility is there in every human being to have this buddhi, less and less identifying with the gross thing, more and more having dispassion toward that, that mind has this capacity to see through and through and through. That is also me. Beautiful Vibhuti of Bhagavan. Now we'll go to next verse. Rudranam Shankarascasmi.
Rudranam Shankarascasmi.
Vitesho Yaksha Rakshasam.
Vitesho Yaksha Rakshasam.
Vasunam Pavakascasmi.
Vasunam Pavakascasmi.
Meru Shikarinamaham.
Meru Shikarinamaham.
So, amongst the Rudras, I am Shankara. We have got ekadasa rudra. Ekadasanam rudranam. You are every day reading the mantra in the rudram also. Sahasrani sahasrasaye rudra. Correct? There are thousands of rudra verses. Rodayati asuran iti rudraha. Those are asuras, demon, make them cry by giving them result of their action, not that he want to make them cry, you know. Karma phala data. Also here, therefore he said, we got very nice story in one place. How the Rudra, all bhaktas, you know. How the bhakta talks about Rudra. He said, Lord Shiva went to Krishna, Mahavishnu. And look at the feet of, he is the bhakta of Krishna also. Rama bhakta, you know, Mahavishnu. And look at the feet of the Lord. All the toes have got nails. And they are all shining like a mirror. When Shiva looks there, then become ekadasha. Ten mirror image plus one, that will become ekadasha. Otherwise only one. See, very beautiful. So among there are 11 name for 11 rudras in Shastra. Ajar, ekapada, ahirbudhnya, tvashta, rudra, hara, shambhu, aparajita, ishana, tribhuvana. If you are 11 sons, you can take all the names of them. So, all this, among this, I am 11, among 11 Rudra, which is counted, I am the Shankara. That's a very good. Shankaroti. Iti Shankara. Sukham Karoti. Kalyanam Karoti. Always does good, auspicious thing to the devotee. Now, next. I want to move fast, okay? Viteshah Yaksha Rakshasam. I am the Kubera among the Yakshas and Rakshasas. Very interesting. Among the Yakshas and Rakshasas, I am Kubera. First thing understand, you know, Kubera is whose son you should know. Himself is neither Yaksha or Rakshasa. Kubera is not the Yaksha or Rakshasa. So, Vishrava Muni had 3 wives. And from the first wife, Vishrava Muni's son is called Kubera. From second wife, our popular, you know, Ravana Kumbhakarna. And third is, Vibhishana. Okay, you guys don't know anything, so I'm very happy. I can keep teaching, okay? So, these three. These are the three fellows. So, Kubera. There are so many stories about Kubera in this thing. He's a very great person. In all the rituals, Kubera, or Swamiji makes different like that. The Lakshmi is the wealth. And the Adhi Devata for Lakshmi is Kubera, like that. And he's very generous. One thing about Kubera is what? He's very generous. Kubera means not handsome at all. Vera. Vesha is not handsome. But he is very great giver. You also, what is the mantra we chant? Raja di Raja ye prasakhya sahine namo vayam vaihi shravanaya kurmahe sadme kama kama yamahyam kameshvaro vaihi shravano dadato kuberaya vai shravanaya maharajaya e namaha. Amazing, this mantra are chanted in all Mandaleshwar in India. All these people will be chanting, sannyasis also, and offering flowers, chanting this mantra. Same kama kama ye mahyam. Amma. Vasunam. Then it goes further. Vasunam ashtanam pavakaha. So here he said, among the vasus I am fire. Ashtanam pavakaha. One thing you should understand about the money, which we have just now said. Shastra got very beautiful verse for that. Danam bhogah nasha trisro gatayah bhavanti vittasya. Whatever wealth you have got has got three gati. That will be the end of it. What is that? Bhogah. You can enjoy all the pleasures from that. Second is what? Danam. You can share whatever you have got. And if you don't do this too, what will happen? Nasha. Your brother-in-law will take away. That's what will happen to that. Now come back to, I am the fire among the Vasunam. So Vasu word means Vasanti Asmin Iti Vasuhu Adhishtanam. In whom everything abide also is Vasu. I am the fire. So mostly all the mantras in the Veda, most of the mantras is for Agni only. Agni called maximum mantra. You know why? If you look at Akasha, Vayu, Agnihi, the first form of this Bhagavan Avatara. You come down from Akasha, Vayu, Agni. Akasha you don't see, Vayu you don't see, only form is Agni. Agni is another thing, always remains pure. You put any dirt also, it burns it down and remains pure. That is called Pavitra Pavakaha. Itself remains pure and also makes other things also pure. That is also very beautiful. And also always goes up. The very source of fire is called the sun. So goes up agre nayati iti agni. Very beautiful. Anyway, now let's go further. Meruhu shikarinam shikhar vatam ahamiti. I am the Meru among the snow-picked mountain. Here, Tikakara has made Shikhari, Ashikhari. Those who got snow peaks are called Shikhara. So among them, I am what? Meru. But in Purana, we have got lot of stories about Meru Parvata. It is the highest. It is in the north also. And there are so many names for Meru. Meru, Sumeru, Hemadri, Ratnasanu, Suralaya, Amarkosha give lot of name for this Meru. Meru Parvat is a gold. Okay. Better we all should go there now. Okay. Meru Parvat is gold. Golden mountain. And it has got three peaks. And they are called Puri. Puri means a place to dwell. One peak among that Brahma lives. Another Vishnu. Third is called Shiva. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva resides on this Meru Parvata. Meru name we always use, you know. Even your mala also has got what? Meru. Meru means what? That which stands out. And you are not supposed to cross the Meru, correct? People don't know. They just move. You say, chalega. Nahin. When you come to Meru, then you what? Reverse and go back. Even this vertical column is called Meru Danda. There also, this three nadis they talk, is called Sushumna and Ida Pingla, Sattva Rajas Tamas. This also Meru Danda. So Meru word is again, so much comes in Purana. Meru Parvata, they talk. So I am the Meru among the all. Theek hai. I've covered everything. Appa. Now comes very beautiful. Purodhasam cha mukhyam maam.
Purodhasam cha mukhyam maam.
Siddhi partha bruhaspatim. Senani namaham skandaha.
Senani namaham skandaha.
Sarasthamasmi sagaraha.
Sarasthamasmi sagaraha.
So, among the Purodasa, Arjuna, may you know me to be Brihaspati, the chief among the priests. Here, Purodasam, the word means Puro Niyate Iti Purodhaha. One who takes you further up also. In Veda, the Purohita is considered as fire only. Both came from the Bhagavan's Mukh, Brahmana and Agni, both is the same original. Or they originate from the mouth of Bhagavan. Then amongst, we have got two, Sura, Asura. And this Devas and these demons. And all the celestial deities are there. They have Guru also. They also have Guru. And their Guru is called what? Brihaspati. And this Brihaspati always advises them. It teaches them. And one good thing about Sura, they listen to him. Asura also has got Guru. What is the name? Shukracharya. He is a great person. His Shukra Niti, everything is there. He also advises them. But only thing happens to them is what? You all can know what idea immediately. This fellow listens to Guru and this fellow asks him everything. Puching both. They will consult him, ask all the advices and then do exactly what they want to do. These are called Asuras. Understand? They will ask, they will get all idea and exactly do what they want to do. Wherever Devas, they always followed what? Brihaspati. Means these are the phenomenal forces also required to have knowledge. Otherwise, they become dangerous. Now there are stories and stories where Brihaspati is a Mahatma, basically. He knows all the Vedas very well. And therefore he got the blessing from Bhagavan that in Navagraha, you will be the one of Graha and you will get worshipped there also. That is called, we got Brihaspati also, Guru also. I was always surprised anybody was fasting on Guruvara. No, see, if Shani is affecting you, you can do Shanivara. On Saturday you can fast. If Mangala is affecting you, you can do Mangalavara. People fast on that day. And I am with them and they say, Swamiji, Guru is problem for me, so I am doing fasting on Guruvara. Am I a problem to you or what? But Guru in Makara is not exalted. Correct? And Karka is Uccha. I don't know any astrology anywhere. So Purodasam. Now here he said one mantra from Veda, he said, Aitriya Brahmana. Brihaspati vai devanam purohitah tamanumanne rajyam purohitah. All the purohita has to follow Brihaspati, the devta's guru Brihaspati. He is the purohit for devtas, and all other purohita have to follow this Brihaspati only. He has got so much. Purohita means what? Purahita. For the Yajmana, we have got our priest, they are called Purohita. You always think what is good for you. Before you think, you always think what is Mangalam for you. He will tell you this is not good time for you, better do this ritual. If you want to have son, now do have this what? Putra Kamitri. Vasishtha is Purohita for whom? Dasharatha. And for Janaka, who? Shatananda. So all this, no king was without guru. Even Shivaji had a guru. What is it? Samartha Ram. They advise this, we got an advisory committee. They call Brahmana guru only there also. So right people should be there to advise. Whenever king also is to get into problem, the power should be under the what? Wisdom only. Other power is dangerous. So here is the Purohit. So we have got here Brihaspati. Then he has said, బృహతాం పతి బృహస్పతి. వన్ హూ నోస్ ద వేదా అండ్ హూ హెస్ గాట్ హోల్ వేదా ఇస్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ బృహస్పతి. నా లెటర్ గో ఫర్దర్ మాం విద్ది పార్థ. దర్ ఇస్ వన్ కామెంటేటర్ ఈస్ అ వెరీ ఎంథూసియాస్టిక్ అబౌట్ ఎనీ నేమ్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ఇన్ గీతా హీ గివ్స్ మీనింగ్. You know, one Swami was asked by one person. He wrote a nice letter. Swamiji, I found Krishna has used 108 gali. Gali, you know? Square word, abusive word in Gita. He wrote this letter to the Pandita. Nakarnaji Maharaj read and answered him, I am very happy to see what you like in Gita. आपकी रुचि को धन्यवाद है. आपको गीता में गाली मिली और कुछ नहीं मिला, यही आपकी रुचि को धन्यवाद है. सर नराधमा ऑलरेडी यूज इज मोगा शाम भोग कर्माण भोग कम बैखेर. सो हियर इज सेड पार्थ इज पृथा पुत्र इज पार्थ. कुंती का बेटा सन ऑफ पृथा. एनदर मीनिंग दे गिव इज पह परमेश्वर अर्थो यस्य स पार्थ. वन वॉट्स ओनली लॉर्ड, वन वॉट ओनली लिमिटलेस ब्रह्मन, नथिंग लेस देन दैट, सीकिंग ओनली रियालिटी, नो अदर थिंग इज कॉल्ड पार्थ. देखो गीता ऑल्सो ध्यान श्लोक पार्थाय प्रतिबोधिताम देन वॉट భగవతాం, కరెక్ట్? ఆల్వే మేక్ భగవతాం నీ భగవతా, ఓకే తృతీయ అధ్యాయం, ఓకే. సో హియర్ ఈ సేడ్ పురోదసాం అమంగ్ ద ఆల్ ద పురోహిత ఐ ఎమ్ ద బృహస్పతి సెల్ఫ్. సహి ఇంద్రస్య ఇతి ముఖ్య సత్ పురోదాహ. నౌ ఆల్ అవర్ సౌత్ ఇండియన్ విల్ లవ్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ ఇస్ కమింగ్ ఇస్ వాట్ సేనానీనామహం స్కందః. సో సేనానీనా, హూ ఇస్ సేనానీనా? కమ్ ఆన్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యు నో వెరీ హా. సేనాపతి అమంగ్ ద కమాండర్స్ ఇన్ చీఫ్ ఐ ఎమ్ హూ స్కందః. Look into it. Senani naam, senapati naam, aham skandah, deva senapati. Understand who is this person? Is called Kartikeya. Is the son of Shiva, not Parvati, understand? Shiva created Ayurija, basically not born of anybody. He has got six face, therefore the name is what? Shanmukham. Other name is what? Subramanyam Swami. Other name is what? Kumara Swami. And last name, our North Indian can't understand, Murga. This other thing. But North Indian has got different meaning for Murga. Even I was surprised when someone said Murga, Murga. Kya Murga Murga. So we were not used to this word. But now I understand, very beautiful name. Sir Subramanya Swami. Now, here he gives the meaning. This Sena has got a lot of meaning. Syati iti Sena. One who kills the enemy is called Sena. Second meaning is Sena Sinoti Badhnati iti Sena. Sinoti Badhnati the Sena. See, in the war, there are people whom you capture. They are called what? Prisoners of the war. And there is a big law to treat them, but nobody follows that, correct? There is a big thing going on. Huh? You have to treat them with respect. They are fighting. They have nothing to do with against. They are fighting for a cause. You have to treat them. So, one who does that, Badhnati, Sinoti Badhnati the Sena. Then, what is Senapatin? Sena Nayati Iti Senani. one who manages the whole sena very well. The whole war, how you move every day and how you retreat also. See, sometimes with the all this thing you have to come back also. Retreat also is what? Bahaduri purva vapis bhi aana padta hai. Therefore, ran chod raha hai. Ran chod diya. Phir is raha hai. Ran chod raha hai. You have to retreat also. Both you have to do. One who does very well is called amongst the best. All the commanders in chief, the best one is what? Kumaraswami. And that is me, Bhagavan said. Now is there further is it? Sarasam Yani Deva Khatani Sarasam Saramti Desam Sarasam Sagara Asmiti Pavami. See? There are two. The flowing water and the water which is accumulated in one place, reservoir. And there are two types. One is natural, other is man-made. And there are lot many natural in India, Narayan Sarovar, Man Sarovar, Saras. All these are very popular. In Bindu Sarovar, in Gujarat, they're all Tarpana Mishtar, where there's our Kapil Bhagwan lived, that called Bindu Sarovar. All this, they have got different Sarovar. Now, their story goes, the Sagara's Putra, looking for this hall, they dig the whole area and that becomes the ocean. Therefore, Sagara Putrahi Ashva Anusandhanartam Krutaha Sagaraha. Our Pujya Swamiji is very, very alert here. And he said, they must have created a big lake. And this ocean, which is also called Sagara, is like big like that lake. So this is also called Sagara. He doesn't want to say, this lake was created by Sagara Putra. Right also. So Sagara. So Sagara has got lot of meaning. So we have got in Sanskrit the Gara. Gara means poison. So Nasti Garo Yasmin Iti Tat Agaram Amrutam. There is no poison in whom that is called Agaraha. Agaram is what? Amrutam. Then Agarena Saha Vartate Iti Sagaraha. One who endured with the nectar is called Sagaraha. One tikakara makes a long, this is called Sanskrit, you want to enjoy Sanskrit, how they go, they call not Dravid Pranayama, this, you know, Dravid Pranayama, you know that? See, one Pranayama do like that. Another fellow goes all over and close the mouth. This is called, this is which is easy, this is easy. This is called what? Difficult. They call Dravid Pranayama. What is simple, they will make it difficult. And you call, not all Dravidians do like that. But this pranayama is called Dravid pranayama. I don't know why. So these all Sanskrit fellows will get the one name, Sagara. You know how he gives meaning, he said. Then he said, Agam. Gam is Gacchati. Na Gacchati is what? Agam. Sanskrit very good. Govardhanam. Is a mountain, doesn't move. Na gacchati iti agam agaha parvataha govardhanam tam rati grunnati vamahastena. In the left hand, one who was holding the great mountain called what? Govardhana. Iti agaraha krishna. One was holding agaraha means krishna. Agarena saha vartate dvarikayam iti sagaraha. One who lives on the bank, one who is very, what is close to this agaraha Krishna in dvarika is called what? Sagaraha. How you can study? They call typical Dravid pranayama. Okay, understand. Anyway, we will go further. Sagara, Smasti, Sagara, and all over examples are there always for Sagara. Sarasasmi Sagara. You understand? If you look at a vibhuti, if ocean is not there, where can we get water? Every Ratnakara, all Ratnas are also there, jewels are there. So amongst the all deepest and most pervading, and you can't see the other side, that big ocean is me. Means bigness is me, water is me, all sustaining force is me, Bhagavan says here. Further we go, Maharshinam Puruguraham Giramasmeikatmaksharam Yajnanam Japayajnyosmi Varanam Himalayah. Among the sages, I am Bhrigu. Among the words, I am the single syllable Om. Among the rituals, I am the ritual of Japa. Among the mountains, I am Himalaya. So, Maharshinam. There is a big difference between Maharshi, Brahmarshi, Rajarshi, Paramarshi, Kandarshi, Devarshi. All different. Anyway, we are none of them, so don't worry. All these fellows have got time, they make difference also. There are Rishi who talks about the wealth also how to get. There are Vithi who talk about the Kama Purusharta. Like Jaimini also Rishi, he talks about the Dharma, etc. But one who talks about moksha, that is called Bhrigu. That is called, here he said, Maharshi. I am not talking about local Maharshis, okay? We are talking. But here, Maharshi, which is Gita, is again. Bhrigu. So, from Brahmaji, he is born Bhrigu. He is a Rishi. So, Bhrigu is. Here the meaning is given. Bhrujyamano na dehe iti bhrigu. It says Brahmaji put him to the fire and was not burned. That is called bhrigu. Also, another meaning is given here. Is the Prajapati Brahmaji's son and even in Gayatri of God is a very important Bhrigu. Bhrigu, Diyo Yo, Tasavitur Varenyam, Bhargo Devasya Devai. He is the Guru, real Guru. Bharjanath means it puts end to the samsara. Helps you to put end to the life of becoming is called Bhrigu. Now, if you know little story, Bhrigu Vai Parunihi, that also name is there, Bhrigu. But more popular name is in the Puranas. Once there was an assembly of all Mahatmas, Rishis. And they want to decide among the three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, who is the best. We always want what? And understand this is a Vaishnava Purana. So they have to prove who is the best. Huh? Vishnu only, huh? So that you have to know which Purana you are reading, you should know first. So in this comes from the Bhagavatam. So they selected Bhrigu. Bhrigu, you are Brahma's son, and you go and find out who is the best among them. And he first went to Brahmaji. Brahmaji was listening music. And Brahmaji saw Bhrigu coming, he just got up and wanted to give a hug to my brother. He said, stand away, don't touch me. He was so angry. Understood, he's not a great person because getting angry. And Sarasvati said, keep quiet, he's a Brahmana, don't do a hurt to him.
Then went to Lord Shiva also. Shiva also felt, he's my brother. Bhrigu came, he also went, got up and want to give him hug. He said, stand away. I am pure, you are wearing all these skulls and you are wearing ash from the crematory ground. You are apavitra, don't touch me. He took the trishul and killed him. And Parvati said, don't fight, there should not be fight among the brother. He is your brother, leave him. And she seated him. Then he went to Lord Vishnu. Vishnu is, you know, Ananta Shaina. Lakshmi is massaging feet. And he saw that to run the creation, you should lie down, work or lie down like that. He just kicked, right away kicked on the chest of the Vishnu. And Vishnu just got up and said, I am so sorry. I should have got up and received you. And I was lying down. This is my biggest mistake. And you have kicked me. I said you. You give me a lesson, you did the right thing to punish me. But only thing worries me is, my chest is so hard and your feet are so soft. I am sure, I want to say, are you not hurt? And started massaging the feet of Bhrigu. Now Bhrigu become water, you know. Nalla Devta. He said, this is the best of Devta. And then, therefore Bhrigu Valli, if you see the Bhagavan's Vigraha, on left side the Lakshmi Swarana Rekha and right side is what? Bhrigu Padara Chinna is there. And therefore Brahmana, and therefore he blames that Lakshmi will be always with you. This is all because Mark understand. He got Lakshmi Anabhagamini, he got it. And then he came back to all the rishis and said, I know who is the best among the devatas. Come on. You have some problem till the this is called the story. Therefore I said this chapter little I am not great Purana study, nothing. I have few things I study. So it's very interesting. Bhrigu comes in Veda also, Bhrigu comes. In Purana also, Bhrigu comes. And here also Katha of the Bhrigu comes. So that Bhrigu Rishi is me. And after one Rishi was born to Brahmaji. That how they are born, and that's a big story. I don't want to get into that. Okay. Now, the Rishi word, Rish Gatyarthak Dhatu. Sarve Gatyarthaha Jnanarthaha. Sarve Gatyarthaha Jnanarthaha. Any root which shows a movement, Gati, that means knowledge also. In English also we say, did you get it? Has it entered? Means what? You know the story of Swami, has it entered? You remember the story? Huh? I like this crowd, we do not know anything. old devotees know. Swamiji talks about a story in India. The teacher is writing on the board and students are sitting in India and there is a not pakka. The tiles and there is a wooden plank there and there is a hole there. And teacher doesn't know all the students are looking where. He is writing a mathematical equation on the board, blackboard, and all children are watching a rat moving there. And when he is finished, that time the rat entered the hole to go up on the ceiling. And the tail was outside. Then he entered everybody, all the students. Has it entered what I am writing on the board? And all the students say, yes, but tail is still outside. So if we get students like that, what will happen? Okay, so Rish means Rishanti Janati. Stomam dadashat iti rishihi. One who sees the stomam is rishi. Rishayah mantra dashtarah. Beautiful. So he is called Rishi Nam Maharshi Nam Bhrigu Aham Mit I am Guru. Now next one is very beautiful. Giram Vacham Pada Lakshananam Ekam Aksharam Omkara. The word
ekaha. So here he says, amongst all the words, I am this syllable called Om. One syllable called Om. Very beautiful. Now he says, ekaha. First let us see, here pranava is of Om. Om is pranava. Om. Ekaha is eti vyapnoti iti ekaha. That which pervades everything is called ekaha. Ekaha is in our Indian the number one. Ekaha means one. Eti vyapnoti. Now you take, give me any number. Five. 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 5. 3. 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 3. Any number, what is there? 1 is inantra. That is called ekaha. Ekam aksharam omkaraha ahamasmi. Now here, Vedanta goes a little further. That which pervades everything means there is pervader and pervading. Vyapya vyapakta will be there. If I say Lord pervades the creation, then there is a creation and there is a Lord who pervades maya tatamidam sarvam. You are not doing siddhi of non-duality, you are doing siddhi of what? Duality. There are two things. This is pervaded by this. So gata is pervaded by the space. Therefore, same thing is here. Vyapya vyapakata mithya. Vyapya vyapakta is mithya, here is not there. Only ekam advitiyam. One without second. One without second. So, ekam eva advitiyam brahma. Very important. It is one and one without second. That is called one. So one also can eti vyapnoti. Now, the best name for Brahman is given here, is what? Is called Om. And Om iti Atmanam Yunjita. Om iti Atmanam Upasita. It's all from Veda. Or Pujya Swamiji goes on and on with that very beautifully. He says, if you want to give name to the Brahman, the best name is Om. Om iti Brahma, Om iti Dagam Sarvam. Om iti Brahma. Now phonetically you can see A, O, Ma. All of you, when you open your mouth and natural sound comes out is what? Ah. Correct? When you close your mouth and try to make a sound, what comes? Correct? Now all of you close your mouth and say ah. Close your mouth. Okay, open your mouth and say ma. I can silence you this way on the other way, not possible. Therefore, A is all coming out. Am is resolution. Correct? Is resolution. In between little effort is there, U is there. Akaraha is jagrata, waking. Ukara is swapna, dream. Makara is deep sleep. Om, and then you keep quiet. Om. That layasthana, that is called sandhisthana between two pranava. Therefore, some place it is said, Om is a setu. Very nice given. Pranava setu. So it connects, the Om connects the two mantras of Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Connected two mantras is what? this home also, Setu also, breathing also. Also helps you to cross the samsara. Now look at it. Dream is variable, waking is variable, deep sleep is variable, mutually excluding each other. When waking is there, other two are not there. But pratyekatma consciousness is invariable. All three are there, awareness is there. They exclude each other, awareness is there. Even sandhisthana, when waking is getting over and you are entering a deep sleep, there is a place called neither you are up, neither you are totally sleeping. That time also what is there? Awareness is there. So that is called invariable. Waking, dream, deep sleep is called variable. Now understand, where invariable is there, there only variable is there. Yesterday I was talking to somebody. These three depends on the invariable, therefore they are called mithya. That which depends on something else for its existence is called mithya. Don't say that which depends on something is mithya. That which depends on something else for its existence is called mithya. That is called mithya. And also second thing, you can always, don't say, oh, mithya to manu ho gaya. Where is satya? Where mithya is, there what is there? Without satyam, mithya cannot be there. So you don't go over search for pratibodha viditam matam. Where mithya is, there only satyam is. Therefore, om, om, om only two. They call two matra, not don't go, oh, like a stuck siren. Don't go on like that. That's not right loud. Om. So that I am the pranava. Pranava also means that which protects you. Because if you want to study, whole Mandukya is there. Correct for that. Don't understand these three words I understood. Waking, you have to understand so much. How many things are there in waking? Who's waking? Not your waking, total waking. Therefore, and understand, there is nothing samasti. This is the big problem. There is samasti and there is vesti. Where vesti is, samasti is there only. Because we see with the senses, I see there is a vesti jagat. Suppose you remove your senses, there is vesti jagat. Because of the upadhi, I see there is vesti jagat. There is only samasti only, total is there. So samasti has to be merged into what? Into the Brahman. Knowing that to be mithya. Very beautiful. So you can look at that. Waking is I am. Dream is I am. Deep sleep is conscious as I am. And I is not displaced, replaced by the three. The three are depend on me. Therefore, I am free. They are depending on me. I am real. They are come and go. They are not as real as I am. And to understand that, you look at the sandhisthanam. Om and amatra. Amatra is absence of matra. Akara is not there. Ukara is not there. Makara is not there. Om. The silence is swarupa of the atma. Shantam shivam advaitam prapanchopashamam manyante chaturtham iti. Okay, forget about it. Forget. Now we look for the yajna nam japa yajnosmi. He said, beautiful. Now here he said, Tikakara, I looked at all of them, they said, why Bhagavan said, I am japa yajna? Because hinsa sunyatvat. There is no violence in japa yajna. Therefore, atyanta shodakahapi, another Tikakara said, atyanta shodakahapi. Only repeating orally any meaningful name or mantra or stotra will purify you. Now I can spend so much time on this. It's beautiful. Jaha it is what? Jaha is called Janmanaha Pati iti Japaha.
తద్ ఉపలక్షిత మృత్యు అపి. వాట్ ఇస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్ జప? ఐ జస్ట్ డోంట్ గో టు టెక్నికల్ హియర్ అండర్స్టాండ్. నౌ ఐ సే రామ్, దెన్ ఐ సేడ్ మహాదేవ్, దెన్ ఐ సేడ్ మనుభాయ్. ఇది జప. ఇఫ్ ఐ సే ద సేమ్ నేమ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ దట్ ఈ కాల్డ్ భూ భూ ఇది బభూవ అభ్యాస. అగైన్ అగైన్ రిపీట్ రామ రామ రామ, దట్ కాల్ వాట్ జప. నౌ దిస్ జప ఇస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద వృత్తి విచ్ ఇస్ రైజింగ్ అండ్ వృత్తి విచ్ ఇస్ శాంత అర్తుల్య తుల్యో ప్రత్యయో. ద వృత్తి రామ అండ్ దెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఐస్ క్వైట్ సైలెన్స్ పీరియడ్ రామ, దెన్ అగైన్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఐది రామ. తుల్యో ప్రత్యయ బోత్ ఆర్ సేమ్. వాట్ సైలెన్స్ ఇస్ దేర్ అండ్ బిఫోర్ సైలెన్స్ వాట్ వాజ్ దేర్ and after silence what is there is again same Rama. That become japa. Now there are different type of yajñas. Ashwamedhadi, agnishtomadi, so big. If you read about them, so complicated and so sophisticated, so many details are there to do one yajña. You require little lot of things. But Veda and Bhagavan is so generous, there is no phala chaudyam. They want to give the same result. What this fellow did, elaborate yajna, ritual and getting result, you can also get the same result they want to give you and give you easy method. You know easy pass? Now the latest come, you go at certain speed also, it comes. Not you to stop and see whether the green color paint, no. Zoom, zoom, dekho. Easy path. So easy path is here. What is that? You do japa. Simple Om Namah Shivaya. Or there are two types of japa. One is mantra japa. Other is called Bhagavan Nama Japa. Both are different. Mantra Japa is different, Nama Japa is different. In Nama Japa, you don't require Diksha Shiksha. Adhikari, also Adhikari is not Apeksha. Anybody can do Japa, Nama Japa. No initiation is required. No teaching how to do japa, that teaching shiksha discipline also not required. Even if you say mara mara, become what? Come on, repeat mara mara, come on. Mara 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 mara. That word Valmiki could not repeat Ram because he used to kill maro. Maro you know very well. Maro means kill. So he was given do mara, 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 mara. Become what? Ullata nama japat Valmiki bhaye brahma samana. Even if you don't know how to say properly the name, still it will give you effect because Bhagavan knows this is my name. Now tell me, in your home, how many names you have got? And especially children, everybody do iku like the dead. And they got so many names. The child says, no, give me proper name which is written in my passport. No, he doesn't say anything. He responds. And if you are married, then the wife says, sunte ho. Sunte ho means what? You know, are you listening? Everybody listen, but keep quiet. If sunte ho kiske liye? And you can see this fellow runs, jumps. Sunte only for. And if you are from Tamil Nadu, woman, he said this fellow. Because musibat aa jayega. He runs. The mama runs after. understand? Bhagavan also, Bhagavan has no linguistic problem. Even if you any name, there was one research done in Vrajbhumi, how many names for Krishna is there in the language of people, local language? There's thousands of names. Krishna, Kana, Kanaya, Kaniya, then Chaliya Chikaniya. Have you heard this name? No? Kuch malum nahi. Chaliya Chikaniya. And a mandir is there, Chaliya Chikaniya. Temple of the Chaliya Chikaniya. Bhagavan understands or not? If he doesn't understand, he become my uncle, okay? So he knows all this name. You call him any name, Nama Nikrutva Pipadan Yadaste, all names. Only Bhagavad Buddhi you do it. You know, I want to tell you what's nice story. Go my last class, I can bluff a little bit here and there. So one person was given mantra. Swami was given mantra. A villager went. He's a farmer. He doesn't know Sanskrit anything. The Mahatma understood. He said, Amko bhi mantra dijiye, not mantra, mantra. He can't speak even mantra word. He has to spell like a lot of parasad, hai na? Parasad dijiye, mantra. Jo man ko antar kare so mantra, hai na? So, and Mahatma said, kya karega? Then he understood. He didn't say. He said, give nice name of Lord. Agha mochana. Agha is papam. Mochana means who release you from the all sin. Agha mochana. And he said, start. Japa. Agha mochana. Agha mochana. Agha mochana. He started going back to his village. And agha mochana. Gamochana. 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 Agha mochana become what? That's what he started repeating. And that time he went to home and started working in the field, and Narayana while eating smiled. He just laughed. Lakshmi asked, why did he laugh? He just laughed. No more roti. Tell me, why did you laugh? You will laugh at my father? Because I'm born of the ocean. Somewhere you laugh. Your laugh I know. Tell me, there also you know who rules. So I won't give you food. You tell me. Why should you know? No, I want to know what is in your mind. You're my husband. Namudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.